Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.
Grab your coat and get your hat.
Places, everybody.
Leave your worries on the doorstep.
Places, places.
Just direct your feet.
Quiet on the set.
To the sunny side.
This is where we get serious.
We have a set. Thank you.
We do. We have a beautiful set. People want to see it. They can tune into 11.3. Channel 11.3. We're on there.
Oh,
I can be so sweet.
See it?
Oh, yeah, there we are. Hey.
There you are. Yeah.
All right. Hey.
Yeah. Now you know somebody's going to email me. How do I get that? How do I subscribe?
They were asking me yesterday.
They can't talk right now.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
It's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
I'm sorry, Dan, what were you going to say? You were speaking?
Yes.
I forgot already?
Yeah. I did forget. What in the world?
It's called old age.
What in the world?
You're not quite old enough for that yet. But
wait, what were we just talking about before we went into my world?
11.2. I'm asking if
people
can see us on 11. No, we're 11.3. That's 11. Actually 3. Better.
People have asked us, and Larry Connors last night was going Facebook Live and asked if we are ever going to do Facebook Live.
No, the answer is no. What would we do it like just for 3 hours one afternoon? You mean?
Yeah. You put your phone up or do something. And
why?
Why
would we do that?
Oh, people just go on Facebook and they look at it.
Yeah, it's just all about social media and just more branding for yourself. Like, literally, if I wanted to, I could Facebook Live us right now from my phone. We could all do it. We all have Facebook.
No, I understand that. But see, the mystery of radio, we run the risk of losing listeners if they see what we look like.
This is true.
Well,
yeah, people might think, well, I really like these guys. Whew,
that's a good point.
Oh, yeah. No, I look, there's a reason to everything I do. You think I haven't had TV offers? hundreds of them.
Right.
I say no.
Hey, Randy, let me tell you something. I told you, you'll stick your head in here and do that, and don't do it again.
Was that Randy?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
The guy that owns the place.
Randy.
Oh.
Yeah, that Randy. Isn't that over in England, isn't that mean you're rowdy? Oh, it's so Randy.
No, it means you're horny.
Yeah, Randy means you're horny. Mm-hmm.
It does?
Yes. Yep.
So Shag is doing it.
Yeah, Shag is doing
it. You had to Shag because you were so Randy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Randy means you're, you know.
Ready.
Ready to go.
Wow, you know what? Yesterday I learned about Door Jam. Tim Woodburn says there's two versions. I don't want to get into that. But today I learned that Randy, which I always thought meant just really wild and promiscuous, it doesn't.
No.
It means boned up.
Yeah.
Boned up. How about that?
If you jammed the door, Randy wouldn't stick his head in here. How about that?
Randy's not a thing or person. It's I think it's like a, what would that be, an adverb or an adjective or whatever. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It's March 8th. Yeah, I don't have to say February anymore.
No.
It's just March 8th, and pretty soon, as in Sunday night, will be the first night we'll really get to appreciate it. Daylight later.
Oh, yeah.
So don't forget, Saturday night when you go to bed, kick that thing up an hour. You go to bed at 10, put it on 11. Don't forget to do that. Have you ever forgotten that?
Yep.
Have you ever forgotten that?
Yes.
I actually have.
And it's...
Luckily, because it's on the weekend, I didn't have any business meeting or with anybody, or so it didn't mess anything up. But then you just realize, well, wait a minute. I thought that thing was on this morning at 10. Oh.
Yeah. But when you spring...
That's not for another hour.
When you spring
or
forward...
that was last hour.
If you mess up, then you're late for everything. But in the... Well, when is it? In the fall, when you fall back, you
get a second chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you thought it was 10 after 8.
You're really early for everything.
It's only 10 after 7. Thank goodness. So that's this weekend. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do not.
Hmm.
No, you don't. No. Let's go over this again.
Right. Sorry.
You don't have to say.
Yeah.
You do not. If you don't say anything and there's silence, that means, well, that means no Burke segment. So let's try to edit that out.
Okay. Okay. Edited.
You got your editor. There it is right there. Cut that right. Cut right there. And here we go. 3, 2, 1. Does anybody have anything to say?
I don't.
Now, see,
that's funny. No, that's funny. I hate to give you the credit, but I had just preached my little sermon to Limey, and then you turn around. Now, see, that's comedy.
Oh, man.
That is the comedy genius of Dan Stroud.
I don't.
That was a good one. Apparently not. So we don't have to close it because we didn't have to open it. I would like to Tim turn now. I almost said Tim now to turn Woodburn. Well, let's Tim to turn Woodburn because he had a homework assignment, and that was to find out what 401K, we know what sort of what it is, but why are the numbers 401 and what is the K? And now with the answer to that question, here is turn Timburn Wood, whatever. Tim, what's the answer?
401K. Represents the actual number and letter of the IRS code that dictates what it means. It's just the number in the book of the IRS code. Back in the 70s,
but there has to be a reason they used K.
It is because it's in subsection 401, and at the before 401K existed in the 70s, subsection 401 of the IRS code only went to letter J, and then when they added this rule in, they had to call it the next letter on the alphabet, which is K. That's all it is.
Wow.
See, this guy is a private investigator. I knew, no matter what assignment you give him, Tim, can you find, and before you finish, he goes, yeah, yeah. Doesn't even matter. Can you find the square root of 9? Yeah, he'll find it. And he found out what 401K meant, too. 401K.
What happened was in the 70s, some employees from Kodak went to Congress, and they lobbied them to have part of their salary to be invested in the stock market and thus be exempt from income taxes, and that's when Congress passed the law. Was in 78. That's when it. That's why and how it happened.
Oh, Kodak. So the K could stand for Kodak also,
but it doesn't.
Yeah,
I'm almost afraid to say. All right, well, thank you, Tim, because that makes it sound like it's the end of the segment.
It is.
I thought it ended a while ago when he told us what you know.
No.
And then he goes into the Kodak story.
Yeah. Well, there's more to the story. So, Limey, Dan, go ahead and
thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Tim.
Is Kodak still a company?
I think.
I mean, do they still, I mean,
yeah,
do they make
are.
Like digital film or something? Well, I mean, there's no such
they,
thing
No,
as
they
digital
do.
Film.
They are in the digital. Yeah, they are. They do. Huh. They're you have to be. They had to be. How could they not when they saw that coming?
True.
But man, Limey's got a point though. They're used at every drugstore, any kind of store, a Kodak place. Where you could go over and leave your, you know, film or buy Kodak film,
and I
got a 35mm camera when I was in my 20s, and I thought that was hot stuff, but I mean, you had to focus it in the f-stop, and then when I'd go in to buy film, I was so confused. Kodachrome, Kodacolor, Koda this, Koda that, ASA 60, ASA. Coda Cosby. Okay, that's two for you. But it got confusing for me. I almost had to take a course just on film, you know, because it wasn't just color black and white. It was like 19 different kinds of color film that you could buy in that 35mm. And you really felt like a pro when you opened it up. You meant a little canister, a little film canister?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. When you took the canister in, yeah, I need to develop my 35mm. You thought you were like a professional photographer or something. I did get into that. I'd go out in the winter outside and rack focus icicles where the icicle was the only thing in focus.
Ooh.
And then everything behind it just soft snow. Oh, yeah. I got some masterpieces.
Wow.
But they were all slides because we only took slides up until, I would say, we were married almost, my goodness, 8 or 9 years before we stopped taking slides. So now down in the basement, I get boxes of slides.
Oh,
I can't even
goodness.
Look at them.
We used to get around. The family would sit around and get out the slide machine, and then they project the. Put up
and then
the,
you hear that fan cooling that bulb.
Yeah.
And then changing slides.
You put up the screen, too, right? You have a screen.
Oh, you pull the screen up on that three-leg. What a cheap, wobbly screen, by the way. They were all that same cheap, had a handle on it, and you'd set it up right, pull the three legs, tripod legs out, raise the curtain, hook it up on top. It was never right. It was either too much to the left or right or swiveled or not pulled up enough. You got to get up and adjust it. Oh, my goodness. But I would love to look at those slides again. I just...
When you got busted watching porn when you were younger, Frank, by your boss, was that a Kodak camera?
I think it busted by my boss. It was just a guy. So, that's a good question. It was probably a Bell & Howell because most of those projectors were Bell & Howell projectors. Ooh. So I'm guessing it was brown. That's all I remember. And by the time we got through with it, it had charred marks on it because we burned part of it with the film that caught on fire. So,
there you go.
And the lesson, I think, there to us was supposed to be, you young men shouldn't be watching porn. I think that was probably the lesson, but it didn't work.
Isn't it the Kodak Theater out in California?
I think so.
They had American Idol in the Kodak Theater. So,
And you talk about a company that sort of owned a category of goods. I know there was Fuji camera, but nobody came. If you said film, they go Kodak.
Mm-hmm. Fuji film. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I remember that.
And there was another or two, but nobody can remember the names of them. Kodak owned it. They did. All the film was Kodak. And then they got into these cartridges, like you snap in the back of the camera.
Oh, yeah.
And then when you go to develop it, it had all spooled up on a part that was enclosed.
Oh, that was the 110.
Yes, it was a 110.
Yeah.
Wow, way to go. It was Kodak 110.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
There's something funny now, but do you remember Polaroid cameras? They were everywhere, and then all of a sudden they just kind of died out completely.
Now they're back.
Now they're back as a kid's toy. Everybody loves them.
Yeah, a little kid's digital picture.
Yeah. They love those things.
Now, I got a great Polaroid story. When I was about 12, I guess, my favorite uncle, Uncle Bill, who died way too young at 47, my favorite, he's the uncle, a very strict family, no cursing, no drinking. My uncle was the black sheep. He cussed, he drank, he played golf on Sunday, didn't go to church. He was the greatest. And so he one day, he in his little business he owned, I went in there because my dad worked there for a while. And he said, hey, he says, back here in my office, I want to show you something. Well, I knew this is going to be fun, probably a dirty book or something, because Uncle Bill, he was out there. He said, all right, stand right there, smile. And this blue flash went off with that mirrored thing behind it. And then he says, all right. He looked at his watch. He says, only 60 seconds. So we waited. What are we waiting for? And he says, you're not going to believe this. And he peeled off that, and then he took that stick, it looked like a chapstick, slid open on the side, and coated it. The original Polaroids, you had to, every picture you had to then coat it with this protectant. Oh, yeah.
I had no idea.
And he said, there you go. And he handed it to me, and it was my picture. And I thought, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. It was developed inside that camera.
Yep.
And I did, so I thought, this is changing everything. Now, in the little town I lived in originally in Tennessee, there was a man who owned the Rexall drugstore. And Mr. McNabb became the talk of the town. I will never forget this. All of the people, when you live in a little bitty town, especially in hillbilly sticks, everybody knows everybody's business. So everybody's walking around, including my parents, says, well, McNabb's lost his mind. He's lost his mind. And somebody said, what are you talking about? Well, apparently his banker or somebody had shared that he had been conned into buying into a company $5,000, which is what my dad made a year, in investing in this company of cameras that develop their own pictures. Now, this was before my uncle showed me this camera, and the town was laughing at him.
Oh.
Now, I found out a few years ago that he, the Rexall drugstore owner, had passed away, like 90 years old, that his Polaroid stock was worth $50 million. Who's laughing now?
God.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, think about it. I mean, he got in the late 50s or something. Wow. That's
on the ground floor.
Yeah, he had 50 years for that $5,000 to turn into $50 million.
Wow.
Now, I'm glad I mentioned that because we need to talk about something here. We need to talk before we break about Oprah's stock sale. Oprah just sold 25% of her Weight Watchers stock. Now, let's just think. I know this is not illegal, but it's like it ought to be. She buys a bunch of Weight Watchers stock, and immediately, I mean, that day, it went up 20%. So if you had bought Weight Watchers stock the day before Oprah buys hers, you could have sold it in about 24 hours and made 20% on your money. Most wow. people don't get that in a year, 20%. So she buys a chunk of Weight Watchers, runs the stock up, and now has just sold a fourth of her shares for about $110 million. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. She bought the stock just under 2.5 years ago. That's when they made the announcement, Oprah Winfrey has become an investor in Weight Watchers, and women went crazy. Even though Oprah never, through this whole thing, wasn't fat. So she made, here's what she made on her money in 2.5 years. 900%.
Oh, my goodness.
She That's just ridiculous. Sold, and she only sold a fourth of it. So that $100 million is only a fourth of the... She still has $300 million worth of Weight Watchers stock.
Oh,
but wow. why isn't that stock manipulation? You know you're famous. You know that women will buy the books you want to read. So you announce... Well, I'm heavy into Weight Watchers now. I'm going to turn this company around. Boom, 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 boom. Stock goes up. Stock goes up. 2.5 years later, I'm going to sell a fourth of it. How is that not manipulating?
What did Martha Stewart get in trouble for?
Martha Stewart got in trouble for insider trading.
Okay.
I thought she went through mail or something like that, but I'm obviously wrong.
I don't know. I don't remember exactly, but I think she was a scapegoat and an example. And I think that what she did, probably about, I don't know, 10,000 connected, well-connected, important people do every day.
Oh, I'm sure.
But here's the other thing about stocks. I just told you that Oprah made 900% on her money. There's a better case. Hillary Clinton bought the cattle future. She bought cattle futures. She invested $1,000. She sold them a year later for $100,000. So, Oprah made 9 times her money. Hillary made 100 times her money. $100,000 in a year. Don't tell me somebody didn't tell her something that most of the world didn't know. That's not an accidental, I think I'll buy some cattle futures. It's not. Yet, Martha goes to prison, and nobody else does.
She went to prison because she sold about $45,000 worth of stock the day before it dropped 16%, and then she lied to the federal authorities about it, and that's why she did 5 months. So she sold it right before it went down, was her deal.
Which is, you're making yourself pretty obvious when you do that.
Right.
You know something. You just do. And don't kid yourself, folks. The people who make the real money in the stock market, they all tell each other stuff. Are you kidding? Of course they do. Now, we're going to take a break, and we come back. Mr. Londolf will be with us, and we have time. I'll tell you my own personal all-time great stock story, because I don't know anything about the stock market. I shouldn't even get near it. Didn't have anything to do with it. But a few years ago, I did try something. And
is this the company that began with a Z?
Yes, it is, Dan. Dan knows the story. Dan knows the story. Let me just put it this way. If I had listened to someone that I didn't listen to, I wouldn't have been working for the last 5 or 6, maybe 10 years. I would have made so much money. But I didn't listen and thought I could do it better my own way, and we'll have more later. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We'll be joined, hopefully, by Johnny Londolf. You are listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on 590 The Fan.
All right. We're going to check traffic with Tori Lyon.
by Staples. Get used to those road work delays westbound 44 at Arsenal. Only the two right lanes getting by. A traffic incident in the right lane westbound 44 at Lindbergh. Westbound 64 slowing at Hampton. Eastbound 64 lines up at 20th. And construction northbound 255 at Route 3 Depot. At Staples, you can upgrade your office and still save money. And this week at Staples, you can save big on a full range of office and desk chairs. Some up to 50% off. A better chair equals better workday. Ends 310. Staples, it's pro time. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full-horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Remember the old refrain, will you still need me, will you still feed me, when I'm 64? Byerly is 64 years old, and we still hear from people about the trailers Walter Byerly built back in the 40s and 50s. We found a 1958 model in great shape, and after a little refurbishing, it's ready to hit the road again. Another man sent me a picture with the caption, all I remember is that Grandpa lived in it, and Grandma would bring him dinner every night from the front house. I bet there's more to that story. It's fun owning a company with such a history. Imagine the stories you could create in an RV from Byerly in Eureka.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at 2 convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. As you look over our bountiful selection of fresh fruits and vegetables, know that every melon, every potato, every head of broccoli has been stared at and studied 3 times before it's ready to buy. But go ahead, look it over, sniff it, listen to it. It's your right. And you look cool doing it. This week, get bagged bananas for only 49 cents a pound or less. Schnucks, fresh every day.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's
at the guarantee you, no other station runs this music when they talk about this guy. No other station should even be having commercials with this guy. Should be exclusive to us. That's the way I feel anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest, and on the real broadcast, just say, my next guest can be seen in the new motion picture directed by Clint Eastwood. My next guest can be seen usually at the dealership that he owns. That place is called Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, and his name is Johnny Londoff. Give it up.
Hey!
Welcome to the show.
Hey!
Thank you very much. You know, I think I'm going to pick up the receiver and just talk right into it. How does this sound?
It sounds really good, but I just got a wild idea. Can I just play a little pretend game? I want to pretend that you're our guest, and we've never met you, and we don't know who you
are. Kind of weird, isn't it?
I just want you to play along with me here. Okay. All right. Thank you, Limey. Our next guest is Johnny, looks like Londoff, I guess. Let's see what he's all about. Bring him out here. Johnny Londoff, come on out.
Hey. Here.
Mr. Londoff, how are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm great, Frank. Thank you very much. I've been wanting to get on your program for all these years because, you know, I know a guy of your age probably needs someone a little more engaging, a little bit more, in-depth what's going on in the real world. So I think that's where I come in, you know. That's where I think I come in, sir.
Well, I don't know anything about you, but you certainly have a sense of humor. That's funny, calling me a real old person. That's a good one. Mr. Londoff, are you from the St. Louis area?
I'm a real old person. You've been around a while.
You know, well, I have. Thank you for noticing.
Are you to someone of your age that you've been around this long?
Yeah. Are you around in the St. Louis area? Where are you located?
Yes, I'm born and raised from St. Louis. Very proud of my North County heritage. Growing up in Normandy, Missouri, and our family business is in Florissant, Missouri. A beautiful.
What business is that, Mr. Londoff? What kind of business is that?
Chevrolet dealership, sir.
One of the top
Chevrolet dealerships in the country, as a matter of fact, and we're very proud of
that. That's impressive.
Very proud of that, and we've been around now over 75 years in the St. Louis metropolitan area.
Are you kidding me? How did this happen? Was your family in the business? Was your dad in the business or something?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Frank. My father started the business, John Londoff Sr., and my grandfather, Harry Londoff, gave him the money that he needed to get started, and here we are. One of the number one dealerships, in the U.S. of A., as we say.
It sounds like it might be in the family DNA. Now, do you have kids, and any of those kids going to pick up and run with this business?
Yes, my beautiful wife Mimi and I have four sons, John Londoff III, Sam Londoff, Harry Londoff, Timothy Londoff, and John Londoff III and Sam Londoff are in business with me, and I just cannot tell you what that means to me, to know that I've got the next generation here that will help take Johnny Londoff Chevrolet even to another level that is just beyond imagination.
Well, I'm sure glad you know we're out of time. I'm sure glad we hit.
What?
I'm sorry?
Can I ask a couple of questions of you?
Well, that's odd. You're our guest, and I was going to be. But yeah, go ahead.
And where were you born?
I was born in Humboldt, Tennessee.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I say.
A lot of Hoosiers there in that part of Tennessee?
Well, not Hoosiers. They're in Indiana. A lot of hillbillies, hicks, hillbillies. Ignorant, back you know, woods talking people. Take home package of Tennessee pride. Yeah, in the sticks.
Were there any like rivers running around Humboldt, Tennessee, like the movie Deliverance?
There was. The Tennessee River runs, well, the next town I lived in was Savannah, and the Tennessee River ran right by and through Savannah. And, in fact, as a young man, after we moved to Tennessee, I wrote a screenplay that submitted it called A River Runs Through It, and somebody stole that from me. And went and made a lot of money with it. Yeah.
Then there was Old Rivers the Dog.
And so, Mr.
First time I ever seen Old Rivers.
Is it true that you like Chevrolet? Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I do. The only new car my dad was ever able to buy, and it was stripped down, and he agonized over it because of the payments, was a Chevy. And that's kind of stuck with me. It was a 62 Chevy Bel Air. White.
Aww.
Three on the column. And three on the tree, as some people call it, auto, and just a very basic six-cylinder, hardly get out of its own way car. But to us, it was a Cadillac. So that was the first Chevy, and I just kind of stuck with it. Yeah.
Well, that's great. That's great. Well, when was the last Chevrolet that you bought from a Chevrolet dealer?
Well, Mr. Landoff, that's a good question, and I know you're in the business. I bought a 2015 Tahoe, in fact, from you, even though we've never met. I don't really know anything about you. And I bought a Corvette Z06, also 2015, a Corvette Z06, 2015. And prior to that, I bought a Trailblazer, pre-owned, but like brand new, from your dealership also.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Oh. And then my boys
bought a Tahoe also years ago, but
I think
you know there's some great deals right now at Johnny Landoff Chevrolet. It is March. It's a tremendous March, tremendous month, and we're marching into some great deals here in March. And I think it might be time. What do you think? Time for you to trade and get an upgrade to a new Chevrolet, either a Corvette or Tahoe?
Well, let me check because I keep notes on when I want to trade. Let me just see if that's coming up. Hang on. No, that's not coming up for a while. Hey, I got an idea, though. Why don't you?
What could it take to earn your business again, as I say?
Three new advertisers. Bring me three new advertisers, and we'll trade. I'm not kidding. Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you put a big box of kites? It's March. That's kite weather. That's the month traditionally to go out and fly kites with your kids, and families come in there, help yourself to a kite. Just, they're not that expensive. Probably
how
buy
about
a
umbrellas. We're giving away umbrellas right now. I know they're not much.
That,
you know,
too.
$10 or whatever. Because, you know, it is the coming up into the rainy season.
Does the umbrella have Johnny Landoff on the umbrella printed on there?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Good,
yes,
good, does. Good,
right.
Good.
Yes, it does. And, you know, the young man sitting there next to you there, Dan Strasser.
Strauss.
Yeah, he asked me, he goes, hey, could we get some of those umbrellas? I'm like, well, what do you mean? He goes, well, you know, when we have a gig, he goes, we like to hand things out.
We do. We give out presents. We have a prize.
Dan likes to give away. Oh. Dan likes to give away
to give
other
away
people's
my stuff.
No, we have a
that
prize
you have to
bucket.
Pay for.
We have a prize bucket.
You have to pay for.
We have a prize bucket, and if someone has a birthday, celebrating an anniversary, or anything that whatever
John,
they're celebrating,
John, I hate to say it, he's actually got a good idea because if they only had like three of them there, but up on stage he opened one and it said, "Hey, look at this, it's Johnny Landoff." He just gave you an on-stage billboard for Johnny Landoff. I'd give him like a half dozen umbrellas.
All
That's
right.
my suggestion. Dan, you just closed the deal live on the radio. No, you just make, think about this. From zero, ground zero, you made a presentation. The customer, John Landoff, had a couple of questions. You answered them, and you closed the deal. You
Whoa.
Just got yourself six umbrellas right here on the air.
Ooh.
Art of the deal.
Yeah, the amazing thing is, Dan, that you have Frank as your spokesperson. We were going to give you 12. He just busted you out of six.
Now, that is not true. That is not true. You weren't going to give him any. You said, why would I do that? No. Initially, when he said, get some umbrellas, well, why would I do that?
Are you like the FBI? Are you listening in on some of Dan's conversations and my conversations?
Lots
conversation
of people
two
are.
Days ago.
Lots of people are. Okay, 12
like
umbrellas.
That.
12
like umbrellas. They are. So listen.
Oh, shoot.
Now that I got your attention, this is a great time to buy a new Chevy car, truck, SUV. All right, we have some of the most amazing vehicles ever built by General Motors, and we have a lot of them. Okay, so with our pre-owned department, we're talking about almost 1,000 new ads. Did you hear that? Almost 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles.
That's like 900 or 1,000 cars.
Wow.
It's over 900. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said almost 1,000.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I was kidding.
Yeah, I know you're just.
Sometimes my humor is so sophisticated.
Sometimes you just really make me laugh, you know?
No kidder.
I can hear it now.
How you like that laugh? And I go,
here's how I like
it.
30 seconds, Mr. Landoff. 30 seconds, Mr. Landoff.
My dad did that to me one time. I called him out on something. He goes, that's not true. I'm like, that's the most fake laugh I've ever heard out of you in my entire life.
That was like Burt Lancaster's laugh.
It did sound like Burt Lancaster.
I was talking about my dad, someone much greater than Burt Lancaster, John Landoff Sr. Thank you very much. The greatest guys ever. Talk about him every day. You know, he used to tell me, he goes, hey, when I said, what if we do this and this, he goes, hey, let me tell you. You know, I was running this place before you. When I built this place and a lot of blood, sweat, and tears in the brick and mortar, you were still pooping in your diapers. So don't tell me what to do. That's pretty funny. 314-837-1800. I thought I'd just throw a little poop joke in there at the end of my little spot here. 314-837-1800. Oh, sorry. 24/7.
Still pooping in your diapers.
that long.
No, you know what this is? You know what this is about? John gets confused and forgets where he is. He thinks this is Charlie Brennan's show. They do that stuff. They do that irreverent stuff. That doesn't go here.
A pitch out. It was at Charlie Gito's downtown with Charlie Gito himself. Okay. And with Lawrence O'Toole, Larry O'Toole, assistant police chief, should be still the police chief of St. Louis City. But listen, great man, giving his life to law enforcement. And then another great police chief, Tim Lowry, the Florissant PD, Major Tim Fagan with the Florissant PD. But, man, if you're looking for a great place to go and then get an unbelievable meal, Charlie Gito's downtown, two blocks from the ballpark. Can't beat it.
Free wine, free meal.
Can't beat it. Maybe one of these days, Frank, I'll let you take me down there and you can buy us lunch.
Right. Well, after what you just did, you should have a lot of comp coming your way. So, yeah, we'll go. We'll go. I think so.
Right, come on.
Phone number.
Don't get snarky here at the end of the spot.
Phone number. I don't even know what snarky means. Phone number.
I already said it. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And I'll be listening to the segment with Scott pretty soon.
We'll be here. Got a great joke today after Scott, too, in the Playhouse. I'm going to send a bunch of AM the PM people your way, so be ready, okay?
All right, Mr. Frank. Thank you, sir.
All right, John. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I don't know why he does that Mr. Frank thing.
He's showing his respect. I think it's polite.
No, he's not. No, he's making fun. Some kind of making fun. I don't know what it is. That's okay, though. He's the second biggest supporter of the show we have. He can do whatever he wants. Johnny Londoff is his name. I'm glad he mentioned Scott because Scott Sherman will be in here right after Tim Woodburn's 4 o'clock news and a couple of commercials. And I hope you've noticed that about this program and the station. Not a bunch of commercials. Better to sell a few for more money than to sell a lot and almost give them away and just ruin the sound of the station. So Scott Sherman will be in here right after 4 o'clock, and if you don't know anything about what he does, let me try to tell you. He's an attorney, and for about 3 years now, every Thursday, he has helped so many people. I get the emails from a lot of these people, and you can tell while they're sending it, they're almost in tears of joy, because Scott has helped them so much. It's very easy for somebody to get steered in the wrong direction and just get screwed over with fees they didn't know they'd be having to pay and didn't shouldn't have had to pay. I like attorneys. I think they're fine. It's a necessary, not evil, but let's just say they're necessary. But like anything else, there are some good ones and there's some bad ones. And sometimes if you get one who wants to drag everything out, it costs you a lot of money. And it's very seldom that you can get, unless it's online, any kind of real legal advice for nothing. You can today, right after 4 o'clock. So I would encourage you to try to find a way to remember these numbers or load them into your phone as I say them. 314-821-0590. That's 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. 855-282-TALK. That's after 4 o'clock. Now, I heard Tim, in the news, he said something about when you have a guy who's sick and on medication, you have to play a traffic report before the sports. Now, you sick?
Yeah.
What's wrong? Oh, no. What's wrong with you?
I have an allergic reaction to unknown things that cause hives to break out and my uvula to swell up in my throat, and I have to carry an EpiPen injection needle with me and inject myself.
Holy mackerel.
Really?
And you don't even know what this, and you don't even know what it is you're allergic to?
No. I've been tested, and it causes severe facial swelling and swelling in the palm of my hands and feet, and it causes me to drowse. The medication makes me very drowsy. And
let me clear something up for people who aren't as medically as knowledgeable as we are about the human anatomy. When he said his uvula, he's not transgender. That's not that female thing. That's the thing in your throat. It sounds like it should be female. Uvula. Uvula.
I completely skipped over the traffic. Then I forgot to play the sound bite in the sportscast, and I stumbled. Exactly. It's terrible. It's terrible.
We're not laughing at
you. He's under duress.
Limey. Limey's gotten down a couple of things down. He just can't wait to hit
I know.
Are you going to make it to Tim till 6?
Yeah. Yeah. You've got an EpiPen?
Listen to that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Better. Well done.
Oh, wow.
Hey, how much did that EpiPen cost you, by the way?
Well, I have health insurance, and it cost me $30 for a two-pack.
Whoa. Wow, okay, cool.
This thing's about 6 inches long, and I have to slam it into my thigh if it gets out of hand.
Wow.
Whoa, that sounded dirty.
He said, sir, could you use a two-pack? He said, I sure could. if I hadn't stumbled.
I know.
A great two-pack Shakur. I stumbled.
Still,
thank you, Dan. Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
You know, during your segment with Johnny Landoff, Frank, you'd mentioned you were from Humboldt, Tennessee. And
I was born there.
I was bored, so I looked up Humboldt, Tennessee during the...
Of course you did. You look up every single thing anybody mentions.
And you think, apparently I irritate you by doing that, but there's so much misinformation that goes out over this airwaves that I have to, somebody's got to correct it all.
But there was no misinformation about Humboldt. It just said I was born there. That's not misinformation.
No, I agree.
Go ahead. I want to hear it.
The Wikipedia page of Humboldt, Tennessee talks about your dad, for starters. And it also lists the three radio stations that apparently originate in Humboldt. And one of them, I almost busted out laughing out loud, and I wondered if you ever worked at it. It's called WHPP 105.3 Hippie Radio.
No, that was not there when I lived there.
Uh-huh.
That's come along since, because when I was there, there were two little AM stations. That was it.
WHPP?
Hippie Radio, they call it.
Do you want to know another fun fact about Humboldt?
What?
Sure.
There's also a squid called the Humboldt squid.
That's not relevant to what we're talking about. There are lots of things called the Humboldt this or another. That has nothing to do with the town of Humboldt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There's a little fun fact. Oh, my goodness.
So, Tim, what else does it say about Humboldt?
Well, it says there are two AM stations there, WJPJ and WIRG. It says that the population of the town is declining.
Well, no kidding. If you can see it. All right, check this out. When I was seven, we moved to Savannah, Tennessee. It's about as bad. And there's one radio. This is not a joke. There's one radio station, 1010 on the AM dial, WORM, Worm Radio. And the reason the callers were WORM was there was a guy in town, they called him Wormy Hughes. Of course, Wormy wasn't his first name, but he owned Hughes Worm Ranch. And I went out there one time. You cannot believe how many hundreds of thousands or millions of fishing worms they raised in that dirt when they pack them in the little thing for fishermen and sent them all over the world. Great big fat earth worms for fishing, night crawlers, and Hughes Worm Ranch, WORM Radio.
There's a lot of money in that bait like that, though. Live worms. Well,
like anything else, the fishing business. Yeah, the fishing business. So there's a lot of money to be made there. But, yeah, WORM. And I went to high school with his son. And, man, we just thought they've got to be really rich. When the truth is, I don't know how profitable the worm business is. Maybe they just barely made a living.
I would never want to eat spaghetti at their house.
No. Yeah, I'll come over. What are you having? Oh, Mom's making spaghetti. Nah, I'm not hungry. I'll pass on that. I did go to a kid's house one time, and I should have had this happen more often because of where I came from, but we didn't live on a farm or in the country, so we went to the grocery store and got our chicken. But when I lived in Fairview Heights and just graduated from high school, there was a guy that invited me up to O'Fallon, Illinois, to his house, and they lived on a farm. And I watched his mom kill the chicken. She didn't wring its neck. She took a hatchet, chopped its head off, and it's running around slinging blood.
Oh.
And I mean, like 2 hours later, 3 hours later, we're sitting around the table because he asked me to stay for dinner. It was the greatest fried chicken I've ever. You talk about fresh. That thing was running around outside 3 hours before.
Wow.
But it's a lot of work. You got to pull the feathers out. And, people forget about that. It's a lot of feathers to pull out of there. So sometimes you have to put them in boiling water so they're easier to pull out. Is that what's that called? Plucking the chicken? Is that what you call it? Yeah. It's just a
little. You've got to take out the innards and everything. That's never fun.
Well, that's the best part, eating the innards. I scoop them out and throw them on in a pan and make an innard stew out of them.
Innard stew?
I'm kidding. I don't think that.
Innard stew.
I can't explain this, why I've been thinking about this the last couple of days. And I think I know why it is. This YouTube. They got to get rid of this YouTube because YouTube is so addicting. Somehow or other, I got onto one thing led to another thing, and I'm looking at these YouTubes about conjoined twins.
Oh.
Now, I'm not making fun. I'm just a normal, regular person who has all kinds of questions about conjoined twins. These were two women, and they blew past all projected, you know, everybody said they should be dead before they're 30. Well, they made it way past that. And I'm looking at YouTube in an interview, and one of them has gotten married. I think they're like, now they're like 40 or something. How does that happen? And these girls have one body, but they have, she has two heads. It's like a head coming out of her neck.
Is that where they, oh, okay, so they've got two heads at the shoulder, they're not joined at the hip? Okay.
Two heads are better than one.
You know what, Dan? That's making fun, okay? They have two arms, two legs, one chest. It's a weird kind of chest because it's kind of spread so they can have room for both heads. But she's basically like a two-headed person.
Wow.
They have two passports.
Lucky guy.
You can't say.
You think he cheats on her with her sister?
Well, you can't. Well,
now, how can you not be curious about this, though? And anybody goes, I can't believe you're talking about that. Well, you're not normal. You're not normal. You're the person who doesn't slow down to see if anybody got ripped up in a car accident. You're not normal. So you can't help but think about this. When they go to the bathroom, which one is it that feels like they have to go?
Oh, yeah.
Or do they all both feel it at the same time? They have two separate brains.
Your turn to wipe.
Good God. You stink.
I'm glad you said that. These girls, well into adulthood, the left head, her mind controls the left arm and left leg. The right head, the right gal, her mind, they had to learn how to coordinate. It, like when we walk, we just sling our arms, left, right, left, left foot, right foot, left foot. She had to go, all right, I'm going to take a step, you take a step. And they had to learn how to synchronize with each other. How about that?
I think I might have seen these girls, but the first time I saw them was years ago, and it was on a documentary when they were still in high school. And he was talking about that. I think
now they're 40 or something, and one is married. Now, this guy is a sick weirdo who married. You know, and anybody who says, well, Frank, it's possible he could have fallen in love with
love is blind, right?
Huh?
Love is blind, right? No, none of that.
No even a blind man could feel you got two heads. This guy is an opportunist, and I promise you, he's thinking, well, I know this is pretty far out, two heads and one body, but I'm going to get a lot of attention, and I'll probably get in some magazines. Yeah, I'll marry her.
That's horrible.
There's no way that a guy who's not kind of twisted would marry a conjoined twin, knowing that other head is watching you.
Okay,
Even though they're kind of looking two different directions, she can look over.
Frank, can you imagine if your wife had a conjoined sister and she'd hear every argument that you had with your wife?
Oh, I've got you.
She'd join in. She'd argue with her.
I've got you beaten.
No, both of them tell you how to drive.
I've already got you beaten. All right? There was, I believe they're either Chinese or they're from Colombia or something like that.
No, these girls are like American.
This is a completely different set of conjoined twins, right? They are joined, I believe, at the shoulder and chest, but they have two arms, four legs, two heads, right?
I've seen them too. They're facing each other.
No. These two are both married to two different men.
I swear to God, I'm not looking this up. Their names are Chang and Eng Bunker. I used to love their picture in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Thank you.
And I remember those guys.
Right. Chang and Eng
so
Bunker?
So they are married to two separate guys?
Two separate guys.
He's Chang and Bunker. You did it.
Once one of them gets the remote, you know, the other one can't steal it because they're not controlling that arm.
But, man, the four legs, they should join the Olympics.
Hold on here. Limey said they each are married to different men.
Yes.
How?
Different women.
Does one guy one night and the other guy's not, I'm not in the mood. Go ahead, Bob, you take yours. But he's still kind of doing it with two women.
They actually showed their bed, and it's like, you know, a king-size bed, and there's just this blanket or like curtain down the middle, and that's it. That's all I got.
So the two couples can kind of have some privacy in the form of a rag between them, a sheet or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness.
Now, what if one dies? Oh.
One died.
Well, I think they both die. Yeah, I think they both die. Vital organs, or I think. Boy, how hard? Hey, how horrible would this be?
The stop dragging my heart around.
So these Chang and Eng Bunker, these guys. What's funny about them? One of them was an alcoholic, and the other one wasn't. So one of them.
Oh, no, it's worse.
Yeah. One of them's an alcoholic.
Yeah, one
and
of
the other one goes, "Hey, I don't want to smell that scotch. You know, I don't drink." Get your breath.
Well, they didn't share a circulatory system, so well, one guy got drunk while the other guy had to sit next to him not drunk. Can you imagine
that? Oh, my God. All right, stop right there. I got to do some business. Stop. Stop. I'm going to go crazy. This is my favorite, new favorite subject. It just is. We'll never run out of questions. All right. Let's do some business. We'll talk about it later. Maybe we'll even mention it. YouTube, just type in conjoined twins. You're not going to believe the documentaries and stuff that come up. Here, First Community Credit Union. First Community Credit Union is the sponsor of a show that'll be on in less than 48 hours, and that is the yard sale. The First Community Credit Union, 590 The Fan Yard Sale, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock. It is a fun show. It's a way to unload stuff that's not junk. You just don't need it anymore, and somebody else does. They get it. You make money. Everybody wins, and the people listening get entertained by both the callers and by the hosts, plural, hosts. Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman will be in here in a moment. So 7 to 9, and the reason I mention it is the sponsor, First Community Credit Union. Been sponsoring it for years. That show's been running now for about 16 years. First Community Credit Union is also a big supporter of this show. First Community Credit Union is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 43 locations. I'm inviting you to join us, do your banking there the way so many of us do. I think you'll really be glad you did. Always tell them when you're in there that you're AM and the PM or you love the yard sale or both. Don't go. Legal advice is not going to cost you anything. And prior to that, this guy, Tim Woodburn with the news. It is 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
Required listening with Amazon Music.
Dad music again?
The greatest guitarist of all time.
Wait, who?
Alexa, add this song to a new playlist.
Sure, what's the new playlist name?
Jack's Intro to Classic Rock.
Adding Stepping Stone by Jimi Hendrix to Jack's Intro to Classic Rock playlist.
Amazon Music, the simplest way to listen to the music you and soon he will love. New customers start your 30-day free trial at amazonmusic.com. Renews automatically. Cancel anytime.